Welcome to Stark Raving Social, the podcast for comms pros who want to stay ahead in a world that won't stop changing. Your host is Sherry Lynn Starkey, social media strategist, industry pioneer, and trusted advisor to brands navigating the digital landscape. With decades of experience in marketing, PR, and social media, she's here to bring you the insights, strategies, and conversations you need to stay ahead of the curve. From shifting algorithms to AI-driven content, from crisis comms to culture shifts, if it's shaping the future of our industry, you'll hear about it here. This is Stark Raving Social.
Hi there, this is Sherry Lynn, and today we're talking about apple pie. Yes, apple pie. And no, this is not a recipe episode. Although if you stick with me to the end, I guarantee you'll think differently by the next time you see a pastry in a grocery store. Because this isn't really about pie at all. It's about culture, tension, identity, and what brands need to understand about the emotional temperature of the public right now. Let me take you back to how it all started. A couple of weeks ago, I posted something completely ordinary on my Threads profile. One of those quick throwaway observations you share without thinking twice. I had seen a pie at my local Farm Boy for sale for $18. $18! And in the moment of mild disbelief, I posted, "I saw an apple pie for sale at $18 at Farm Boy today. Outrageous. I'll make my own for $2. No photo, no angle, no agenda, just pie. And within minutes, the comments started rolling in and rolling in and rolling in. Before I knew it, there were hundreds of people weighing in, debating, correcting, moralizing, lecturing, and in a few cases, even being a little bit mean. And it wasn't just Canadians either. It was people from all over the US, the UK, everywhere. Suddenly, my tiny comment about baked goods had turned into a miniature cultural battle over pie. And that's when it hit me. People aren't actually talking about the dessert. They were defending themselves, their politics, their values, their identities, and their own sense of economic reality. In 2025, even apple pie has become politicized. And while I was watching the Threads debate unfold, something else was happening across social media. Everyone's feed, maybe yours too, were filling with viral photos of everyday items at shocking prices. Butter at $8.28, bread at $7 a loaf, cheese that costs more than a tank of gas used to a short time ago. People aren't just commenting, they're angry. Grocery stores are being accused of greedflation. Politicians are being blamed, depending on the commenter, either for doing too much or too little or completely the wrong things. There are calls for boycotts, calls for regulation, endless arguments about who's right and who's ruining the country. It's chaos. And my little pie post got swept right up into that bigger wave of collective stress. Here's the truth. Food prices aren't just numbers on the shelf anymore. People are interpreting them through a political lens, an emotional lens, and an identity lens. Food isn't just food, it's a signal. And when people feel squeezed, as many Canadians absolutely do, even a casual comment can trigger something much bigger. So what did I actually learn from all this? First, that people are really tense. Really tense. And we're at a cost of living crisis, and economic anxiety is coloring every single conversation online. People feel defensive because affordability isn't abstract. It's personal. It affects how you feed your family, whether you feel secure, whether you think the system is working. Second, people now read simple comments as political statements. And not because they're trying to be dramatic, because everything feels political. A comment about pie becomes a comment about privilege or frugality or voting behavior or cultural identity, or whether or not you're out of touch. And third, people are tired. They're tired of justifying their spending. They're tired of defending their choices. They're tired of feeling judged. I know I am. And when people are tired, they snap faster. This is the cultural moment that we're in. Small things stand in for big things. Everyday conversations get infused with national level stress. And the reaction rarely matches what spurred it in the first place. Now, let's talk about what marketers and communicators need to take from this. Because if my little innocent pie post can attract 100 comments and ignite a full-on ideological skirmish, Imagine what a poorly timed, poorly worded brand message can do. Here's what brands need to keep in mind right now. 1. People are hypersensitive to perceived tone. Anything that sounds dismissive about affordability or flippant about economic stress will land badly. 2. Neutrality is a myth. Even harmless content is being interpreted through a political filter. So, the question is now, how will your message be received, not how did you actually intend it? 3. Humor is riskier than ever. The line between relatable and insensitive is razor thin when people's budgets are stretched. 4. Authenticity matters more than ever. If people think that you're sugarcoating, spinning, or pandering, they'll call you out. They'll call you out publicly, and they'll be loud about it. 5. Trust is fragile. One misstep can be enough to push people away, especially if it touches affordability or perceived fairness. Now is not the time to be tone deaf. We need to be human. The emotional environment has changed, and communicators need to communicate accordingly. So no, this isn't a story about overpriced dessert. It's a story about pressure, about stress, about identity, and about how emotional temperature online is much hotter than it looks. And it's about how people are showing up to everyday conversations with big feelings, feelings about politics, affordability, their own place in the world. And it's about how, if we want to communicate effectively in this moment, we need to understand the invisible layers beneath even the simplest exchanges. My apple pie debate wasn't about apples, flour, or pastry. It was a snapshot of the cultural mood. It's a reminder to slow down, listen deeply, and understand where people are coming from, even when they're only talking about pie. This is Stark Raven Social, and I'm Sherry Lynn Starkey.
Thanks for tuning in. If you got value from today's show, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave a rating or review, which helps others find the show. And if you know a fellow comms pro who could use these insights, share the podcast and help them stay ahead in a world that won't stop changing. Until next time, keep learning, keep adapting, and keep making an impact.